The following program originally aired in 2008.
Hi, I'm Mary McPartland. Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is the brilliant pianist and composer, Jerry Allen. She's known for her original and intellectual approach to her music, and I'm sure you'll love every note. How are you, Jerry?
Very fine, thank you.
God, I haven't seen you for ages.
Well, it's wonderful to see you again.
Yes, you too. You've been around and you've been doing so much. I really don't know where to start with you, so you'll have to tell me what you're doing these days.
Well, I've been doing quite a bit of solo work. I'm really excited to have received the Guggenheim this year. And the piece that I'm going to be composing is going to be in solo context. So I'm doing a lot of solo work and finding my way in terms of the composition. And also I have a quartet I'm very excited about that features Maurice Chestnut, Kasim Overaw, and Kenny Davis, my bassist. Maurice is a tap dancer.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, he's very young. He's 22 or 23 years old. My drummer as well. Both of them are in the same age range. So it's a very exciting combination of energy and with Kenny and myself, kind of stability within the context of the group. So we're having a lot of fun taking the group around to perform for young people, and it's been very exciting.
Do you have a name for it, for the group?
Well, I call it Timeline. So it's a combination of time step and the idea of that the line and the continuum of the music.
That's nice, a good name. So anyway, I would love to hear you play something. It's been a while.
Oh, thank you.
So,
well, this piece is called Avatar, and it's inspired by Alice Coltrane.
Oh, I loved Alice. What a great woman.
Yes.
So, can't wait to hear it.
Thank you.
A beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Lovely. But I'm thinking now, as you go on, I guess you're playing it for the audience, ideas will come to you. They do for me. I play a piece, and next time I play it, it's quite different because I've heard some other things to do.
Yes.
Do you do that?
Oh, very much so. That's why it's so nice to be able to have a band that you can keep for a period of time where you have, you know, you guys are growing on each other and you know what the other person is thinking sometimes, and that kind of comfort zone. And then the music really starts to evolve, and you can trust each other, and lots of new things can happen.
That's a great thing about jazz. You don't have to read from a sheet and take directions.
Right.
You're doing your own thing the whole time, which is wonderful. Well, how about another piece? This is an interesting title, Brilliant Veracity. I read somewhere you were talking about Donald Walden.
Yes.
Sax player.
Yes, a very great tenor saxophonist from Detroit, Michigan, who was very much, as Alice Coltrane was from, also from Detroit. Donald was a mentor to many of my generation of players. People like, Kenny Garrett and many of us, Bob Hurst, benefited a lot from Donald's musical generosity over the years. And he was an aficionado of Thelonious Monk's music and spent time with Monk as a younger player. So he would bring us, very accurate, Monk arrangements, and we would know the chord changes would be right and the melodies and all of those kinds of things. But we just lost him recently, and this is a piece that is dedicated to him.
Well, go ahead. I'd love to hear it. That's a lovely piece.
Thank you.
I love that key, D flat, right?
Yes.
There's something about that key. I think it's the vibrations. Mm. It's one of my favorite keys.
That's interesting. I think colors, too. The keys have a sense to, they can be visual as well. But that's a vibration, too, though, isn't it, color?
Yeah. It's funny. I guess I talked to one or two musicians who feel that way, that a certain key has a certain color to it. Mm. But that's one of my definite favorites. Well, I'm dying to do what we did one time when we made the record date. It's a free piece.
Yes.
What Alec Wilder used to like to call an aleatory piece. In other words, no form or anything like that. I really love doing that, and I'm sure you're very, very good at it. So we'll just do anything we choose, right?
Okay.
Thank you.
I loved that. There were a couple of nice little themes in there, coming and going.
Yes, there were moments of sheer expansion.
Yes.
I always enjoy these free moments with you.
Well, I'm glad because I enjoy everything you do, and though we're listening to each other, we're really not getting in each other's way.
Yes.
At least, I don't think we are. And I've had such a good time with you here.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me, and it's always such an honor to have a chance to play with you.
Well, thank you. And likewise with you. Unfortunately, we only have one more tune to play, but I'm sure we'll have fun doing it. I don't know this tune, but I love the title. Another Hairdo. That has got to be a blues.
So great to hear it, the way you say the words. It's wonderful.
Well, let's do our hair.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.